This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack. But with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's that day we call Your Money Matters, brought to you by our good friends at Affordable Interest Mortgage. 720-895-0500 is the number. And it's always good to have Mr. Kurt Rogers in studio with us. How are you, sir?
I am doing just fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. Well, again, our show is brought to you each week by Affordable Interest Mortgage, your one-stop shop for all of your mortgage needs. So, Kurt, before we get to our special guest today, with rates going up, how's that affecting home purchase and home values right now?
A lot of people are calling in thinking that with the rates have moved as much as they have and they're going to continue going, that's slowed things down, and it actually hasn't slowed anything down. Currently, there's only about 1,300 homes on the NMLS. That was for the month of February. Normally, you want to have at least 8,000 to 10,000, and there's only 1,300. Part of the problem is there's just not enough homes to meet the demand, so values are staying up there. For last year, if you look at January of last year to this year, home values went up 17%. Just because of rates, that's not going to stop. Mm-mm. It's going to continue to go on. January of this year from December of last year, they went up 7%. So it's going to continue to happen. A lot of people think that the homes are going to quit appreciating and they're going to start to stop going down. Mm-hmm. There are still so many people. I saw this article last night about Denver is one of the top four cities in the country for home appreciation and demand for housing. Mm-hmm. And the example they used were cranes. There were like 17 cranes out there building new office complexes. Well, you're not going to do that unless you can fill them up with people, which they're moving in to fill them up. So Denver's going to continue to grow throughout the year. It's pretty competitive, and it's not going to change.
Mm-hmm. You know, some guys and I were talking the other day driving out the airport. Pretty soon you think that growth has got to go between, like, Parker and the airport, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, all the fields out there. Pretty soon, you know, you wonder how long that's going to take to really become – a new building place all out there toward the airport.
Well, anybody drive to Colorado Springs? Mm-hmm. That makes that trip, you're in.
Yeah.
And you're starting to see the growth now start to moving in that direction. Mm-hmm. As those things happen. I agree with you. We have plenty of room for growth to build more homes. The only problem here is, do we have enough water to sustain those homes as we build them?
Yeah.
Because the East Coast and the West Coast think that we're 30% underpriced on homes and everything else. And I'm like, I read that article and said, we don't want to be in New York or California, but they're moving this way.
Yes, absolutely. Well, once again, any mortgage needs, give Kurt a call, 720-895-0500. Always good to have our good friend in, Dave Hart from RoofMax.
Good afternoon.
How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
What have you been up to? Been on top of roofs here lately?
A lot of roofs. Phones are ringing. Things are picking back up and just trying to get to everything.
So what's the wind have to be gusting at for you not to get on a roof?
That's a great question.
I haven't measured that recently.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I haven't taken
that
opportunity.
You haven't blown off yet.
I haven't blown off yet. Typically, and I'm not a small guy, but there's been a few times that I've had a gust come up and it have nudged me just enough to go, okay, so I would say like that 45, 50 mile an hour range is about.
It's time to get off.
It's about it, yeah.
You don't want to be carrying a pallet of shingles.
No, I didn't want to carry anything up on a roof at that point, no. In fact, I think I was supposed to be on somebody's roof a couple weeks ago when we had some strong winds. And you know, I live out east, so it's even windier out there. And I got up and looked out the window, and I'm not going out today. Yeah. I had to reschedule them, and it's just, you just don't want to take chances.
Sure.
It's crazy. Yeah,
absolutely.
Now you've been in the roofing industry. Tell us how you got started. Some people have already known that, but for the new listeners.
Well, go way back. It just kind of got my start. It's been well over 20 years, and a cousin of mine out in Phoenix was dating a young lady whose dad owned a roofing company. And they happen to need somebody in sales, and okay, I'll give it a shot. And then, so that's the bare bones of how I got my start. So I did some roofing out in Phoenix, and I moved out here in Colorado 16, 17 years ago now. Been roofing since, and you know, I have been a part of or have replaced, managed, sold whatever over 3,000 roofs just since being in Colorado. So just kind of how I got my start, and then RoofMax came along, and like, well, that's kind of a neat thing to be a part of, and not necessarily focused on replacing roofs, but getting roofs to last longer. And it just kind of one thing led to another, and doing more commercial stuff, more coatings, and so pretty much just about anything we can.
You do all kinds of roofs.
Yeah, do it all. Yeah.
To the what are the hard shelled ones?
Yeah. So do the concrete tile. I think you're referring to. We do, you know, stone coated metal roofs. We'll do flat roofs, standing seam metal. Lately we're doing a lot more roof coatings. We're applying silicone coatings to older flat roofs so they don't have to replace them. And that's becoming real popular, just with, especially the Denver proper, if you will, mm-hmm. The different green energy stuff that's going on. If you have to replace a roof over a certain size and certain floor plan footprint, if you will, you have to either start doing solar panels on those roofs, or you have to do cool roofs, or you have to do garden roofs to give back to the environment, if you will, so you're not creating so much
waste,
heat and waste and all that. So it's, there's a lot of things, there's a lot of benefits to doing everything you can to saving a roof, but then if we can't, we have the option and ability to replace it as well.
From doing roofs in Arizona to doing roofs here, there's a difference in life expectancy.
A little bit,
I would
yeah.
think the sun down there would burn them up quicker.
To say,
yeah.
Life expectancy on a roof, you're burned up.
Down there.
Yeah, turn to dust. Yeah.
But what are some of the things that people face here that you normally don't catch in most of the country?
You know, oddly enough, I would say the life expectancy of a shingle out here is very similar to Arizona. Yeah, you've got the extreme heat, but the challenge we have here is our UV rays are stronger. We're closer
right.
to the sun, the air's thinner. Get a lot more wind and a lot more weathering. So I would say the life expectancy is pretty similar to places that get ridiculously hot. So it's just different. Again, we get a lot of wind, we get a lot of hail, we get a lot of, you know, small hail, hard rains. The winds, as we see today, are supposed to get even stronger here in a couple hours. So life expectancy, typically speaking, on a 30-year shingle, you're looking 12 to 15 good years. But then if we need to, RoofMax comes in and we can get that full 30 years or more out of a shingle roof now.
Hmm. Yeah, we're going to talk about that.
Yeah.
What do you see anything out in the roofing industry that as you're going around, you know, with the RoofMax product, which we'll get into in a minute, mm-hmm. and then what are you hearing out? Are there any, for lack of a better word, scams that you see, or just things where things just aren't going probably like they should on the up and up? Because there used to be people that would go around, oh, we'll pay your deductible and
yeah.
all that kind of thing, you know.
Which is against the law.
Yeah, which is against the law.
And I'm not one to break the law, for sure. Doesn't mean I necessarily agree with them. I'm not a big fan of the government getting in between me and
sure,
what I do with
my
client. But the reality is, it is a law. So there's a lot of things. I'm seeing roofs that are getting paid for still from insurance companies where there is no damage. And there's a whole lot that we can go into as to why that is.
That ends up costing everybody. Though,
everybody pays
it?
For it. Everybody in the city. It's not just that individual. In one particular example, I think we were talking about when I got here this morning. Within that, the customer is very excited about not having to pay their deductible. It's no money out of pocket. They're absorbing it. But in order to do that. I'm going to make a lot of enemies probably, but in order to do that legally, you have to have basically two sets of books to keep it from the insurance company. Because a lot of times if you, let's say easy math, it's a $10,000 roof and a contractor comes in for $8,000, technically speaking, that covers the average cost of your deductible, but you have to invoice the insurance company and they generally want to see a copy of your contract with that contractor. And it's going to show that lower amount. Well, there's a better chance than not that they're not going to pay the full amount that they originally agreed to.
Right. Right.
So the customer thinks they're getting money in the end when there's a chance that they may not. So to avoid that, you have to write a separate fake contract to send to the insurance company. It's just not right. You know, I'm not a fan anymore of insurance companies than anybody else on this planet. But there's a right way to do things. So I'm seeing a lot of that. Seeing roofs get paid for that should be paid for. And I know it's exciting to get into roof, but there's a reality to it all. Our rates are all suffering for it. So
sure,
yeah, a lot of that stuff going on.
And I find it because of our hail damage, and we've had very little this year, that people would actually have their roof replaced for hail damage, because normal hail damage that we're getting this year has been pretty light.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So why replace the roof? And I don't understand how insurance companies would say, because they send somebody up, don't they? If you go out there, then they're going to send somebody up to make sure.
Yep. And you have to, you know, a lot of people will, a lot of my education throughout this process too is educating people to have somebody reputable look at the roof before calling the insurance company. Because there are some that will come out and they'll say there's not enough damage. And that's more often the case. But there's not enough damage, we're not going to pay for your roof. Well, you opened a claim. It's like a hit on your credit report, basically. You know, so it's same, very, very similar to what you deal with, Kurt.
Yep.
And if you have a $0 claim, it's still a claim, whether they paid out or not. So there's been in contact with quite a few individuals over the years that they rely on the insurance company to tell them what they need to do. So any little thing, even a leak, they'll call the insurance company out, which is not a responsibility of your insurance company. That's homeowner maintenance. And then you got these $2, $3, $4, $0 claims in your policy, and then they get a letter, hey, we're canceling you, and then trying to figure out why. Well, they consider you at risk at that point.
That happened to me.
Did it really?
Several years ago.
Oh, no.
I have two properties in the same neighborhood, and we had hail damage on both. So we had them. And about 3 months later, we had it again. So I called the insurance company to come out and check. Well, it wasn't, so we moved on.
Right.
A year later, we came out again, and they said, well, you've had too many claims. They raised my price so much, I started shopping. They said, well, you've got three claims. I'm like, no, I've only had one.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the way I saw it.
Exactly.
So my insurance premiums had skyrocketed because I went to the insurance company and I learned I don't use them. Get a professional, tell me if he thinks it is, then I'll go forward and maybe at that time call.
Absolutely. And then have them show you proof too.
Yes.
Yeah, without a doubt, show you pictures of the damage that they say is there. And that's.
And if you're not afraid to get on the roof, have them take you up and show it.
Yeah,
to you.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
I get a lot of customers on the roof with me.
Yeah. That's
now,
really.
Grab them by the shoulders. You're going to hire me? Right. You're going to hire me? Before you
If I'm hanging Christmas lights, I can go up and look at the roof.
There you go.
Dave Hart is our guest. It is Roof Max of South Aurora. Hey, follow him on Facebook as well. Always a lot of great videos there and some different things that Dave communicates there on his Facebook page. And you can also just push a little icon there, get my quote, and we'll have Dave cover that when we come back. His number is 303-710-6916. This is Haystack Help Radio.
The physical injuries, emotional damage, and economic damages of your case should be accounted for, and sometimes that means going to trial. Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law is willing to go to court for your personal injury case at no additional cost. Other personal injury attorneys will expect extra money when they take your case to trial. In some cases, they won't do the extra work at all. You deserve an attorney who will get you adequate compensation. He will do his best to get you the fair value of your case and will even take it to trial if necessary. Kevin Flesh with Flesh and Beck Law works on a contingency rather than a retainer. That means they get paid once you get the money and take the same percentage whether you take the money or not. Kevin Flesh wants more for you. Set up a free consultation with personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh to get the legal guidance you deserve. Call 303-806-8886. That's 303-806-8886.
Now's the time to save at the Outdoorsman's Attic. Here are just a few of the discounts you will find. All fishing gear and sleeping bags, 30% off. All Sitka gear and packs, 25% off. Gun accessories, decoys, archery, selected optics, all 20% off. And if you've got some camping, hunting, fishing gear you want to turn into cash, take it to the Outdoorsman's Attic. Shop now, save now at the Outdoorsman's Attic, 2650 West Hampton in Sheridan, family-owned and operated. Great gear, great service, all at the Outdoorsman's Attic.
With rates on the rise, how do you get the best rate? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Did you know that when you get cash out, or your FICO score is below a 740, or you're financing a condo versus a single-family home, it will cost you more in rate and fees? Many lenders are charging more. Stop paying it. At Affordable Interest Mortgage, we have lenders that don't charge. Trying to purchase a second home, or is your loan amount considered a high balance or jumbo? There they go again, charging you more. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Let us show you a loan that doesn't charge more. Seeing a low rate but not reading the small print, only to realize all the extra costs and fees? Again, stop. Call 720-895-0500. Affordable Interest Mortgage. Quit paying fees and closing costs that are unnecessary. Get a low rate without all the extra cost. Let us show you how to save thousands. Call 720-895-0500 now. Affordable interest mortgage. 720-895-0500. Serving Coloradans for over 20 years. NMLS 298-191. Regulated by DORA.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and Your Money Matters. Kurt Rogers in studio with us, also our good friend Dave Hart, Roof Max of South Aurora. And Dave, your website?
You can go, just go to getroofmax.com.
Getroofmax.com.
Yes.
All right, and that's with two X's in Max.
You got it.
Now, Roof Max is a safe, easy, proven, and affordable alternative to a complicated and normally expensive, life-disrupting roof replacement, if you don't get the right company anyway. All
right,
so let's kind of walk through the aspect of Roof Max and the application that you've did so well on our home.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you.
It's still you're welcome.
And I say thanks, too, because I just love it.
I love it. I love what it does. I love what it can do. I love it. Just it provides another option to replacing roofs. Because at the end of the day, I mean, there's still roofs that are going to have to be replaced, and someday everything has an end. But it's saving about 90% of the roofs. Statistically speaking, nationally speaking, 90% of the roofs that get replaced nowadays do not have to be now because of Roof Max. So
it's like a great tune-up on your car.
It really is.
Makes it last longer.
It lasts a lot longer. I mean, it typically speaking, we catch it early enough, it'll double the life of a roof. You know, we get these quote-unquote 30-year shingles. Well, they're not going to last 30 years. If they are on the roof 30 years, half of it's going to ground somewhere, and then 80% of your granules are in the gutters. So it really extends the life drastically of the roof and gives you a little bit of peace of mind, especially out here. We're talking 80, 90 mile an hour winds along the Front Range today and 50, 60 mile an hour tomorrow, I believe. So what Roof Max does, it not only rejuvenates the shingle, allows it to expand and contract, helps keep the granules on longer, but it helps most of the time reseal down any loose shingles that have lifted over the years and keeps them on the roof so they don't blow off. In even worse case, let's say that they don't completely reseal again, and it depends on how long they've not sealed down. It could get dirt on the seal strips and so on and so forth. They may not all reseal, but the shingle itself will be flexible like a, I don't know how you would relate it to you, but just like a rubber band. It bends,
right,
and it doesn't crack, it doesn't break. So if they do happen to blow up, they tend to kind of lay back down after the wind is done and not crack and break off and fly away.
Yeah, when your roof dries out, it becomes very, very,
it's very brittle. Yeah, it's
like
a cracker. Yeah.
So you get winds like you have today, and it'll take two or three of them and just rip them right off because they can't. It's like you bending into the wind.
Yeah, can't absorb the wind. Yeah,
and
exactly.
So I see that now. Yep. You talk consistently about granulars. Why are they so important to be on the roof? What do they do for your actual roof tile?
It's a good question. So there's two main purposes. One is the most obvious is the color of your roof. It gives you the colors, the cosmetic aspects of that roof. But two, the granules are like a little tiny sandstone, if you will. And they actually help keep the UV rays off of the asphalt part of the shingle. So if you see our roads that we drive on, there's no granules on the roads, and they dry out, and they fade, they crack pretty quick. It's the same with your roof. It's like having the road on your roof, but it's still an asphalt product. So anything we can do to keep the UV rays directly off of the asphalt in that shingle, that's what the granules are designed to do, is to do that.
So the stuff that you put on through Roof Max, what's it made out of? How's it work?
So it's derived from a soybean plant. So for lack of better terms, I'm not a scientist, but we extract the oils. So basically crush the crud out of a plant and get the oil. All the proteins are taken out so that no animals are attracted to it. I get that question asked a lot if I want to get animals and, you know, raccoons attacking my roof. It doesn't attract them in any way, shape, or form. So we get that in, and then it basically, once it's applied to the shingle, it soaks into the shingle much like a sponge does in your kitchen sink when you're washing dishes. And, you know, it takes a couple of days for it to fully saturate and go through the entire shingle to reach the seal strips. But within about 48 to 72 hours, that shingle is more flexible than a brand new shingle, and stickier, if you will, which keeps the granules on.
Right.
So it's like a brand new roof. I mean, we're treating roofs that are 12, 13, 15 years old now. Barring no baseball size hail, that roof will last them there 15 or 20 years.
When you did mine, one of the things when you come out, you'd show me the granules that I had in my gutter.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now when I do things around, I'm looking at it, they're not there anymore.
They're not there, yeah. Yeah. Which is exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know my roof's lasting a lot longer.
It is,
and
yeah.
I don't see parts of it curling up. I don't see any cracks in it anymore.
Yeah, and go and try and lift one. I mean, they're even stickier. They stick down to each other even better than when they are brand new. And again, people think that we get hail damage only when we get large hail, but the reality is we get small pea-sized hail with some wind out here. It's acting like a sandblaster on your roof. It's going to knock those granules off as well. Even though there's no visible damage right away, it's still causing damage. So anything we could do to keep those granules on, keep the shingles flexible and pliable, and we've talked before on the show, we're doing a roof max application. It's a lot like putting lotion on your skin.
Or conditioning your hair.
Or conditioning your hair, yeah.
I
don't typically
get
do that.
Your hair gets brittle.
If you have it,
wait a minute, you don't have any.
I don't have any hair. I think you just RoofMax is a phenomenal product. And again, if the roof is too far gone, I'm not going to waste somebody's money and treat it, and then find out a year later, it's not going to be beneficial for them. The idea is to do what is better for the customer, their best option. So we come out, we provide those options, and if that best option is to just replace a roof and not putting money into treating it, then we'll provide them that option as well.
But you do both. You will replace. So if you come out to a roof and you look at it and say, well, you really don't need to replace it.
Right.
You need to do this.
Yes.
What's the average cost currently of having an average roof replaced in Denver?
Might require a couple stiff drinks, but it's getting insane. Just a quick example, I priced one out in Bailey last July, I think it was, June or July, this last summer. Not a big roof. Let's say it's $14,500 in that range, and then we just finished it this last week and at just under $22,000. I didn't make any more. My labor rates didn't go up, but maybe 1 or 2% over the last year. So it's all material. Yeah, it's
the cost of materials.
The cost of materials.
The inflation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's insane.
Now let's compare that to, instead of replacing the roof, if you want to put on RoofMax.
Well, let's say, so that was a $22,000 roof. So that was going to be 85% less than that number on an average.
About $3,000.
To treat it, yeah. So $3,500 for that roof, yeah.
Yeah, and it lasts another.
Yeah.
You give it a warranty.
Yep, we do provide a 5-year warranty that shingle will perform like new for 5 years. I really think we're going to get more than 5 years out of each treatment. But yeah, we at least a 5-year warranty on that.
Mm-hmm. And fairly quick and easy for us watching you on the roof.
Right.
Okay. But, you know, I mean, all we did was kind of move around some stuff on the deck for just some
spray. Just spray,
yeah. Yeah, things like that. But, I mean, in about, 3 hours, man, you were done.
Yeah.
And it's not the just that you do that too. You kind of go up and kind of look at the roof. Hey, if there's something to be neat, tap back down, nail back down. You kind of prep it too, right?
And that's holes in the roof with no pipes.
I don't know who would have that.
No, I don't either.
I don't want much of any names, Kurt.
He wasn't a very good homeowner.
That's right. So, that's a good point. It's not just going up and spraying stuff on your roof. Typically speaking, if a roof needs some maintenance, we'll charge like $450 to $500 in that range. Excuse me, to come out and do what we call roof tune-up. You reseal everything, put new rubber gaskets around the pipes. We'll install some rubber grommeted screws and some of the exposed flashing, because eventually they work their way up due to expansion and contraction. Just do some general maintenance. Within the RoofMax cost, that's included. So you're already getting the $500 value within that RoofMax cost to do other things besides just spraying the application. Mm-hmm. So we'll go up there and make sure, if you're missing a shingle, if you're missing a pipe jack, if you're missing something, we can do that as well. And I mean, it's as simple as little things like kick out flashing so your water's not running down a sidewall and working its way in behind siding. We'll put flashing on if need be. So a lot of that is included in the price. But there's also jobs we'll go out and they're missing 15, 20 shingles and we'll replace the shingles too and then do the treatment. And we pretty much do it all just to make sure everybody can sleep at night.
Now, I've heard there might be some asphalt rationing with, you know, mm-hmm. with inflation and everything sitting in boats somewhere else? Is it becoming is it becoming difficult to get the asphalt?
Not yet. Now, the manufacturers, as far as the materials, they're still only running certain popular colors and styles. So a high-end shingle right now is still really hard to get. You're looking 2, 3, maybe 4 months to even get that shingle. Some of those higher-end shingle manufacturers aren't even running them at all right now. So it's hard to get some of the products, but an average product right now we can get decently. But if they do start doing the asphalt rationing, then we're going to feel that as well.
Right.
Yeah.
Are there times you may get up on a roof and you think, man, who did this roof?
Yeah.
It wasn't even done right. I mean,
yes.
Do you see that sometimes?
Yeah. They,
and what are some of the common errors in just the way that it's done?
It's usually the little things. Two aspects. I look at cosmetics. I love a shingle that's installed. If you look down the length of a roof, if you see the lines
aren't
wavy,
straight.
Yeah, they were in a real hurry or didn't care. And I see that a lot on production homes. Or you'll see some flashing, like there's some what we call storm collars that go around some of your HVAC vents to prevent water from running down that HVAC pipe to your HVAC unit. I've seen a couple houses that had one on one and was missing them on another, and then look a couple houses down and they're missing one, but they got one. Or, I mean, just a bunch of little things there. But mainly the kick-out flashings, the storm collars on the HVAC exhaust pipes, and then the way the shingles are laid out or some of the typical stuff I'll see not done well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't mean it's going to cause a leak, but it tells me a lot about the crew that installed it.
Right.
Well, I put a deck on the back of mine, and you sprayed that. But when I did it, my line didn't start out real straight. I said, okay, I got to get better at this. It was my own deck. It was my own. So I understand the amateur part of that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's laying out lines, measurements. I mean, there's,
I look
there's
at that, goes, well, that's not real straight.
Yeah, but you can't see from the ground. So.
Yeah, and the neighbors behind me didn't care.
That's right.
So sometimes, you know, with people you'll see on social media, I think I've got a roof leak. Need someone to come out and look. Mm. That's got to be kind of a hard thing to kind of trace and track, isn't it?
Can
kind
be,
of, kind of like a rattle in a car. You're not sure where it's coming from. But, I mean, man, that would sound like a pretty extensive thing, trying to find just a little leak.
It can be, I think over the years, and if my wife is listening, she'll get a kick out of this, but she calls me the roof whisperer, and I've mentioned it before on other shows, but I'm nobody special, but I've looked at a lot of roofs, dealt with a lot of roofs, looked at a lot of leaks. Typically, you just kind of get up there and you understand what water can do, the temperature that day, that the weather, the season. Water can actually go uphill, and it's called, you know, it's ice damming, it's freeze and thaw. So you just kind of look at where the water's coming in, get a layout of how the roof is laid out, the direction the trusses are going, and typically you can get a really good idea by standing on the roof for 5 or 10 minutes and studying it. And that's where my wife makes fun of me. You know, she'll like, you're just standing there doing nothing. I'm like, I'm thinking, I'm studying what's going on here. And then
I'm looking at the X-ray.
Yeah. It's really kind of strange.
I'm operating the
mirror. It's really kind of embarrassing sometimes, but the reality is you just kind of get a feel for things and go from there, but it can be troublesome. Yes. Yeah.
And just real quick before our break, you know, you mentioned early on, you know, storm chasers going around, and mm-hmm. they've certainly been doing that for many years.
Yeah.
And, man, I always tell people, hire somebody that's local, mm-hmm. that's got an office. And I'm not saying they got to be in a high-rise or
right,
something.
Right.
You know, I mean, you can office out of your home. But, I mean, but that's been here, that's got a reputation for roofing and all that. Because, you know what, anybody can put something on a card that, you know, Gold Star member of the BBB or member of this referral list or that referral list or whatever.
And be very friendly.
Yes.
And, you know, and they may just have a P.O. box and a strip center here somewhere, you know. And guys are, and all they're doing is just going from city to city, town to town.
Yeah.
And you'll never get them back for warranty work.
No. and if the best case, they don't take your money first. You know, there's, again, there's a tremendous amount of good roofing contractors in the mm-hmm. Denver metro area.
Sure.
There really
are.
Unfortunately, just a select few that are not really puts a bad taste in people's mouth. I looked at one yesterday. It was a retirement home, good size. I think they got 150 residents living in it. It's going to be full time, so it's a good sized roof. The roof is an old three tab, 20 years old, missing a lot of shingles, and we're not treating that one. I definitely advise them to replace it. So we're looking at doing that one for them. And she had called a company that's more of a national company and had some issues. And as soon as she mentioned the name,
you knew.
I'm like, I'm sorry. You know, I'm not trying to sell you a job here, but please, if you can, for your benefit. Mm-hmm. And they came back and go, oh, that's not the price that we want. And you know, I'll redo it. And then she's like, no, I'm not playing the game here. But it happens a lot. It's just, and it's sad.
Mm-hmm.
I've helped many people out over the years who gave them the company their money, and then they don't come back. And now they've got a third of what it costs available to replace a roof. And it's sad.
Yeah.
It's real sad.
Absolutely. GetRoofMax.com. Mm-hmm. That's two X's on Max, 303-710-6916. You can reach Dave. And we got to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more right after this. Have you been thinking about a new pair of glasses? Maybe some prescription sunglasses? Well, look no further than Stack Optical. Since 1968, yes, you heard me right. Since 1968, Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality ocular care for their patients. This family-owned business is proud to be one of the few optical offices that has their own on-site eyeglass production and eyeglass repair studio. Stack Optical, located at 2233 South Monaco Parkway, features the most extensive lines of eyeglass frames, sunglasses, and contact lenses to ensure that you love your appearance and experience superior comfort. Our comprehensive eye exams proactively diagnose eye conditions and diseases while providing the most accurate vision care. We welcome you to experience a lifetime of superior ocular care from doctors that are devoted to your eye health. Call now for your $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. At Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
Hey, Dan, you know, our jobs are pretty different. I'm a baseball announcer, you're an attorney, and a talk show host.
Yeah, but we do have something in common.
Really? What's that?
Our favorite car dealer, Len Lyle Chevrolet.
Yeah, definitely not your typical dealership.
That's so true, Jack. No high-pressure sales tactics. They respect your time. And when you have two jobs, that's important.
You know, I'd recommend Len Lyle Chevrolet to anyone. And with their low overhead, that means
lower prices. Yeah, we really do have something in common.
Len Lyle Chevrolet. Go east and pay the least. Chevy, find new roads.
KLZ 560, your home station.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and Your Money Matters. Kurt Rogers in studio from Affordable Interest Mortgage. Dave Hart's with us from RoofMax. Once again, that website, GetRoofMax. That's two X's on Max, GetRoofMax.com. And the number, 303-710-6916.
One of the questions I asked, wanted to find out there for a while, you were offering certifications.
Yeah.
Are you doing that?
Yes. Yeah, doing roof certs. Yep.
Explain that to the people.
So basically, it's just me going out looking at a roof, and it's mostly in a real estate transaction, and I'm sure you probably deal with them a lot too. But just basically getting on a roof, looking at it, and saying, well, one thing could be it doesn't need anything, and in my opinion, this roof should perform as it should for the next 5 years, barring no major hail, no major wind, no crazy events that are out of mine or anybody else's control. But based on the current conditions at the time of the inspection, it should last 5 years or longer. And then a lot of roofs will need, a few little touch-ups, tune-ups, flashing pieces added, whatever, to make sure it's done right. But for the most part, it's just basically stating that roof will last or should last five more years.
One of the things that I see with people that are purchasing homes is always becomes a big item. And about 30 to 40% of the sales is the roof.
Yes.
Because they kind of take it for granted. You're standing on the ground, you're looking at it, mm-hmm. you're trying to sell your house, you know it's going to sell for 50 more than what you're asking for, and you think you can just blow that off.
Right.
Well, when the inspector or the appraiser comes by, they can put a big kibosh to that, and it has to be fixed.
Big surprise,
So I'm recommending to my clients that, maybe they pay you $50, $75. You come out, you look at it and say, for this, we can make it look new. You don't have to replace it.
Right.
Or for this, is what it's going to cost you.
Right. Well, and typically speaking, the roof certs are more expensive than that. And the main reason is the reality is I'm taking on liability as well. So it takes time to come out there. It takes some materials to do some adjustments as need to be, stuff like that. And in some cases, you might need more than just a piece of paper. So you might need to replace 15 shingles, or you never know what you might need to make sure that roof's going to last you another 5 years. But yeah, basically you just come out and say, yeah, once either there's nothing, which is rare to find nothing that the roof needs. But generally speaking, it's generally pretty simple and easy to fix. Or here's a list of what we need to do within these repair fees, and typically I'll include the roof cert costs for that as well. That's not a money making proposition by any means.
No. But doing a roof max to the house, if you're going to put it up for sale, is a whole lot less expensive than having to deal with that.
Yeah.
Have to have it done prior to, because it can slow the sale down.
And there's a lot of options, a lot of opportunities out there. I mean, you'll find a roof that's 8 or 9 years old, and I'm seeing home inspectors that'll say, well, this roof is losing granules. Well, all he's doing is reporting what he sees, but to somebody else that says, my roof is wearing out, I need a new roof, and therefore it becomes an issue between the buyer and the seller and a point of contention and having to replace a roof or all that. But if we come out and say, okay, well, yeah, you're losing some granules, we can apply RoofMax on it, be proactive on it, done deal, move on. They got a piece of paper saying it's going to last them 5 more years with a warranty.
Means the house is worth more money.
Exactly.
I ain't got to spend $20,000 on a roof.
Absolutely. Yes. So it's a win-win.
I think it's very much a win-win if you're going to sell your house.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So when you get into the re-roofing, let's touch on that a minute. I think anybody that's owned a home and had any kind of contractor out, there's probably about 10 things that people always just say, hey, 8 of these 10 normally happen. All right.
Right.
Anywhere
right.
from, hey, it took longer than they said. You know, they left my yard a mess. There's so many hidden costs. The guy keeps coming back for money. You know, I need another draw. I need another draw and all that kind of thing. Or, you know, they end up feeling like they're almost managing the project themselves.
Right.
The guy
right.
comes out for 2 hours and leaves for another job, you know, and it's 10 o'clock in the morning. He's already gone.
Uh-huh.
You know, so you're going to be at someone's house a few days probably with re-roofing. So how do you work through to keep those problems from arising for the homeowners you're helping?
Well, the big thing is, and again, there's still a human element involved in everything, but the reality is communication, I think, is huge. Before a project is started, if there's a down payment required, here's a down payment, here's when I expect to pick it up. The roof, generally speaking, an average roof, we can get done inside of a day, day and a half maybe. Here's what we're going to do during the process of replacing this roof. Here's what we're going to do after the roof is done. We're going to make sure everything's cleaned up in the yard. But Mr. and Mrs. Homeowner, there's a chance you might find a couple nails. I mean, it's just a reality. We can't get every single one. But excuse me, at the end of the day, if you find it excessive, call me directly and I'll come out. So there's an open line of communication. You can always call me. You can always talk to me. I stop at the job site. The guys I have are just phenomenal. It's been real hard over the years to find guys that you can trust, that they just let them go do a job. Just communication basically is the key.
Mm-hmm.
I can't always answer the phone every time it rings, but leave me a message. I'll call back.
And it's probably good if you can get the husband and the wife together, because, I mean, we've had these scenarios, people have called into Haystack Help for the, you know, you look the homeowner, let's say the guy in the eye, told him exactly.
Yeah.
He didn't fill the wife in on
right.
something.
Well,
and then
happens.
She's mad.
Never happened.
Then he's going to act like, well, I didn't know that either, because now I'd rather Dave be mad at me than my wife be mad.
Yes.
So it's good if you can get both of them on the same page too, right?
It is. And on the contract too, there's a lot of information on there already that explains the process. It's just basically being available and making sure that we're communicating effectively. And you can't get everything. Things do come up. But at the end of the day, call me. There's nobody else to call. I'd field all the calls. Call me and we'll make it right.
And I tell this to everybody. Everybody deserves a chance to make something right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Absolutely.
So before you go online and start blasting somebody and putting bad reviews and all that, many times people have called. I said, look, have you called and asked for the owner?
Right.
No. Well, you need to
do that first, right?
And at least give them a chance. Then if they don't do anything, whatever, get back with us and, you know, we'll try to pursue it and
absolutely.
Help people. But, you know, life happens. Sometimes things happen, you know, an accident or, you know, especially with materials nowadays.
Yeah.
You may promise someone, hey, we're probably going to be able to be out there around this date, and all of a sudden the materials don't come in. But again, it's that communication to let them know. Don't call me at
10 o'clock in the morning if you were supposed to be there at 8 and tell me you're running late. I know you're late because you're already calling me 2 hours after you were supposed to be here, right? So just communication and thinking ahead, because everybody's time's important.
It is, yes. Yeah.
And I think by what you're saying, if when you're looking for a roofer or pretty much any kind, ask these questions and see how they respond, how easy it comes out that they'll do that.
Absolutely.
And if ask the tough questions, if they have a hard time answering the tough questions, then you're going to have maybe a problem down the road. To me, that's always worked out.
Exactly.
My wife is real thorough about asking those kind of questions.
Yeah,
it makes you uncomfortable.
So
it depends on how you answer them. Depends on she's, and I think that's important.
Yes.
And you'll find that you'll find a good roofer. You'll find somebody that is providing the service. If they if they've had the questions, they understand it.
Yeah. Yeah. You just do a little homework, a little research and stuff. And you know, the best way I've found for people to find a good roofer is to just ask a friend or a neighbor, a family member. You know, he did a great job. No, he didn't. Or, you know, that's typically the best. The best way to find somebody trustworthy, and it doesn't guarantee anything, obviously. But like Scott was saying, at the end of the day, just at least things happen. You know, we don't have robots putting roofs on and taking the roofs off and all that. There's still a human element involved in replacing a roof. Things do happen. You know, a compressor breaks down, a nail gun jams, somebody puts a nail to their finger. I mean, I've seen it all.
Sure.
Things happen, and just the communication of how you're going to react to that and deal with it is really important.
And you can buy a lot of hits from these sites that, you know, you're a positive place.
Yes.
You pay them enough money, they'll have enough people call and say things.
I get invited to be on a lot of them, and I turn a lot down,
And don't let your insurance company dictate to you who's going to fix your roof. They may say, oh, we have an approved list.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? That means nothing to you.
No.
All right. I'm not saying you can't get a bid from them, but what I am saying is they cannot make you use one of their, quote, approved companies.
Right.
Same thing if your car gets hail damage. You're going to go get the body shop. They're going to say, we've got an approved list. You have the right to hire whoever you want to fix your car or fix your house.
Yep.
So nothing wrong with checking them out.
Absolutely.
But you have the right to hire who you want, so don't let the insurance companies bully you into anything.
Yeah, absolutely.
For sure.
Absolutely.
Dave Hart is with us. It is RoofMax. GetRoofMax.com. That's two X's on Max there. It's 303-710-6916. Follow him on social media as well, RoofMax of South Aurora. Little icon there, Dave, and it says, get my quote. If they push that, get
push
my quote, what happens?
Yep. So they'll get an email that that information was sent to me, and typically within 2 to 5 minutes, I try and reply to that, let somebody know that I did receive that information, and then if I'm able to, right then I'll make a phone call and reach out to them as well and answer any questions they may have or schedule an appointment or whatever it is that they need. Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yep.
We got to take our last break here on Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back. For years now, you've heard me talk about Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and yes, for almost 20 years, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center has been taking care of our pets. From medical, grooming, boarding, and even training, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is your one stop for all of your pets' needs. Not only is their facility state-of-the-art, but now you can download the free Lone Tree Vet app and visit their online store for your pet products and pharmacy needs. You can also have your very own pet portal. Plus, don't forget to read their blogs at LoneTreeVet.com. Do you take your dog on hikes? Check out Hiking the Trail Safely with Your Dog. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe all pets deserve to have a good life. Call today 303-708-8050 or check them out, LoneTreeVet.com.
Turn a normal day into an adventure on an e-bike. Hi, I'm Randy Carancy, founder of E-Bike of Colorado. E-bikes are a fun way to ride around town. Just try it. Pedal Assist technology flattens the steepest hills. We have 14 major brands to choose from, and our expert staff will find you the perfect bike. Come take a free test ride at E-Bike of Colorado in downtown Louisville next to the historic grain elevator. Open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Learn more at ebikeofcolorado.com. Just try it.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and Your Money Matters. Once again, our show is brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500 for all of your mortgage needs. Kurt Rogers in studio. Our good friend Dave Hart is with us from Roof Max. Once again, Dave's number, 303-710-6916.
Okay, I wanted to go back to the Roof Max. We talked about that it was made from soybeans or...
It's a soy plant, yeah.
Soy plant.
Yep.
How did it get started?
Basically, a roofing company out of Ohio came across the Ohio State University working with the Soybean Council of America, stuff like that. They were playing around with some products. And then they had been in roofing for 25 years, built a large roofing business. I mean, they were doing $30 million a year or more, and got tired of replacing roofs that didn't need to be replaced. And they thought, well, hey, how about can this product work for roofs? And then so they did some more research on it, found out that it's one of few products that actually works with asphalt, because not much does, and added a few things here and there, tweaked the formula a little bit, and discovered it worked well with the asphalt shingles. And they went to market with it and tested it, and here we are today. So that's just a real quick, rough way of how it started.
And the asphalt you're talking about that's in the shingles, the same asphalt that's on the road?
Basically, yeah. I think there's some different aspects to it, but, asphalt's asphalt, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, once they got it going, I understand they went on Shark Tank.
Yeah. Yeah, so a friend...
One of the guys.
Yeah, the Kevin Harrington was one of the first Shark Tank judges. I never did watch the show. I saw previews here and there, but... So a friend of two brothers own Roof Max, and they owned, it was Fiesel Roofing was a company. So they sold that once they got Roof Max going. But one of the brothers had a friend who was good friends with Kevin Harrington and presented it to Kevin Harrington. He's like, wow, that's really cool. And, you know, he's very much an investor in different ideas and products, stuff like that. And so then they put the two in touch with each other, the Roof Max owners and Kevin Harrington. And he's like, hey, man, how can I help? And so we're taking all of his media studio right now, because he does all of his TV shows and infomercials and all that still. And they're doing all of our production and stuff. And then he invested heavily in Roof Max. But he saw such a great need and desire for it and was excited about it that he bought 20 territories down in the Tampa, Florida area. So he laid out some serious money to get things going. So now his two sons are running that and just blowing it out of the water. So not only is he an investor, but he invested into his own business for his sons to run, and doing very, very well.
They get some heavy winds and rains down there. I was raised in Tampa, St. Pete.
Oh, were you? Oh, nice. So,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they can destroy roof pretty
quick. It gets pretty intense, yep.
Take much.
In fact, a lot of our new building codes on roofing are from the Florida codes. So it's, it gets crazy down there.
Yeah, and the tornadoes, everything.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know if they get much hail, but they get the rest of it.
Yep, they get everything else, yeah. Yeah, so it's pretty neat. I really enjoy Roof Max. The cool thing about it is what it can do ahead of time. You know, we've treated quite a few roofs that have hail damage, and for whatever reason, they're not able to replace a roof or what have you. We can still keep those, as long as the asphalt hasn't completely burned off, exposing a lot of the matting of the shingle, we can still treat it, keep it alive, keep it functioning like it should. But what it does ahead of the game, so if you do a treatment before a hailstorm or a massive windstorm, it's providing a lot more protection than if you didn't do the treatment. So it's keeping the granules on during a hailstorm, like we talked earlier, keeping the shingles sticky so they're not blowing off in major windstorms. So you're not having to replace that roof or call your insurance company nearly as often. And just deal with the headache of replacing a roof, which is not fun. So
you've actually had customers to where there's been a hailstorm.
Yeah.
And the roof wasn't damaged.
Yeah, there was, I would say, a good 12 to 15 of them this last year that we treated that had no damage. Mine was actually one of them. My neighbor's was one of them. Damaged my truck and my trailer, but I had no damage on the roof. So, you know, it's kind of a blessing.
Spray
in
your truck, man. Yeah, spray
people
your
truck. Ask me that.
Spray,
yeah,
spray your truck.
They ask me. I'm like, oh man. And that's one cool thing to their product too. Is yes, I would have to put it on the truck and help that out. But it washes right off. So sure. If we do get overspray on things, yep. We hose it off and it's gone. whether it be your plants, your decks,
it's environmental
pets. Everybody's got pets, so you're not going to walk out and Fluffy's going to be not chasing the ball anymore.
That's right.
It's safe for all your pets as well.
Yes.
Now, one thing too, chances are that application may be able to be done again in another 5 years too.
Yeah. So it's a great point.
It isn't a one-time deal.
Yeah. So with that, we can do up to 3 applications. After that, there's so much of that the RoofMax product in, your shingle will become really soft, and we don't want it to run off. Literally run off the roof. But so even if you take those 3 applications on the average job we do, over the course of 15 to 20 years, it's coming out at about half the price of replacing a roof at today's cost. Actually, probably even greater than that because the costs have gone up so much. Typically we'll send out a reminder after about 4.5 years from the initial treatment or from any treatment, come out and inspect it again, no charge, and just make sure it's okay. If it's still in good shape, then we're going to wait another year or two and retreat it. We did a RoofMax, I don't say we as a me, but RoofMax did an apartment complex in Ohio. When they treated it 6 years ago, the roofs were already 30 years old, and they had a lot of shingles blowing off, missing, cracking. I think they treated 10 buildings the first round. After that, there was no issues again with the roofs. And these roofs were already 30 years old. A couple years later, they treated 10 more buildings. Same thing, no issues, no more blowing off. The 10 remaining buildings that didn't have the treatment done yet are getting shingles blowing off and leaks and everything else. So they're getting ready to do the last. But we just went back out and retreated the first set of 10 buildings, and there's no issues at all. So it just kind of gives you an idea of what RoofMax can do for your roof. It's pretty neat.
Yeah. And you don't, like mine, it was 5 years into it, but you can have a roof that's out for 20 years because your roof is kind of one of those things you just look at until you get a hailstorm.
Until there's a problem.
You don't pay attention to it. But if you think about it like anything else, 5-6 years, you say, well, let me just have somebody come out and look.
Yeah.
Don't call your insurance company.
Yes.
Have somebody come out and look.
Yes.
And then, like you said, at 30 years to have that redone is just amazing that it's now lasting even longer.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we'll get that full life out of it. Yeah. And we're seeing shingles at the age of 7, 8 years old, depending on the color, depending on how much sun exposure, but they're starting to lose the granules. They're starting to get thermal cracking, which is where the shingles are already drying out and can't expand and contract, so it starts to crack. It's a neat product to get a lot of life out of your roof. So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Once again, the number is 303-710-6916, and that's direct to Dave. You can check out the website, getroofmax.com. Again, 2 X's on Max there. And also follow him on social media on Facebook. It is RoofMax of South Aurora, and you can hit that icon there, forget my quote, and Dave will follow up with you relatively quickly there as well.
Absolutely.
And, man, it's just got to be a good feeling in this day and time with all the stress everybody's going through, gone through, gas costing us all $150 to fill up and all that, man. I mean, who doesn't want to save money and put off replacing a roof 5 years, 10 years?
Yeah, it's really neat what it does. And I can't really describe it enough on the air what it does, but what I'm seeing that it does is pretty phenomenal. And that goes for whether it be RoofMax on, and we could do RoofMax on apartment complexes. Like I said, I looked at one the other day that we're doing, wanted to do one on a retirement community. It's a big roof, but their roof is too far gone, and they already budgeted to replace it, so we'll probably be doing that in about 4 weeks. But even flat shopping center roofs, we could put coatings on that. Not a RoofMax product, but we can do coatings on that to get an extra 10, 15, 20 years of life out of that roof, so you don't have to replace it. So I don't want to say our pride ourselves, but we really enjoy trying to keep the roof on for as long as we can. Because for 2 things, it helps the environment. You don't have this stuff sitting in a landfill forever and ever. But it saves a ton of money, too. And not everybody out here is focused on saving roofs like we are.
Sure.
Focused on replacing
them. And seeing some of the testimonial videos and hearing testimonials and just people that have got you through, John's show, our show, whatever. Yeah. People have just felt very comfortable with you, and we've heard it over and over again. Hey, it's just great to have somebody out here honest because I don't know.
Right.
I mean, I didn't know before I met you. My roof, I don't look
I didn't
at it
either.
Exactly. Yeah, you don't have a clue. You're never
It's great to have somebody honest to go, hey, you know what? We can do this and buy you another 5 years and be great, or you know what? I can spray it, but you know what?
Right.
I'm wasting your money.
Yeah,
you need
exactly.
to go ahead and replace it. And so it's just great to have somebody honest that you know has your best interest at heart and not
absolutely.
Just theirs.
So mm-hmm.
That's
absolutely.
A great feeling. As
After
great.
Our first show, one of the questions I asked you at the time was, how can I, as a homeowner, stand on the ground and look at my roof and think that, well, maybe this would work for me?
Right.
There's certain indicators that I can see on the ground, granulars, corners.
Yeah.
What are those things so people can maybe go outside and say, well, okay, maybe I need to have this done?
Yeah. Well, the first one would be the easiest, is just look at the end of your downspouts. You know, if you've got granules and stuff building up there, that's a good indication.
If your lawn is glittering.
Exactly. If your lawn matches your roof, that's usually a good indication that there's something going on. But then looking up, you can see things more obvious. Shingles kind of curling up on the corners or...
Yeah.
Lifted because they're not sealing down anymore. I mean, there's some little signs if you just kind of stand back and look at it a lot. Yeah.
Missing one of the things I noticed, missing a shingle, part of a shingle on one of mine. Some of the corners on the at the end of the roof were curling up.
Yeah.
Those were indications that I saw besides all the grandeur in my yard.
Yeah. So that, I mean, that could be wind. That could be, you know, nail pops sticking, pushing the nails up or the shingles up, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. Dave, always fun. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, David.
You bet. Thank you.
Now leave it to Dave to come out and get on the roof, all right? Don't want you up on the roof. All right, absolutely. 303-710-6916. It's GetRoofMax.com. Follow him on social media as well on Facebook, RoofMax of South Aurora. Push that little icon, get my quote, and Dave will be in touch. Thanks for joining us today for Haystack Help Radio and Your Money Matters. Kurt, thank you. Hope everyone has a great rest of their day.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.